Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, April 28th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DAP Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradapexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Find out more at terraspaces.org/sponsors. Today on The Ether, Super Terra meets the Lunatic Apes. Let's take a listen.
Hello.
Hey, fam.
Great to have you here. Obviously, nice and early. We'll give it a few minutes for people to arrive, and then we'll look to get kicked off.
Yeah, that works.
Excellent. So just waiting a couple of minutes to the official start, but great to see you all here early, and really looking forward to exploring all there is to know about the Lunatic Apes, a really impressive new project coming to Terra.
Yeah, welcome everyone. Happy to see you here. You're all early.
Well, before we sort of formally kick off, as always, many thanks indeed to Terra Spaces, who kindly record all of these regular spaces and make them available to everyone to listen back to afterwards. And also they edit out the awkward silences, the little pauses, and many other things in between. So that's really good. And very, very much appreciated. Obviously, we'll get into this in a few moments. But this is for me the fourth Spaces this week and the third project deep dive. There's one more, and then I'm giving myself the weekend off. But very much looking forward to this one. I think the difference between today and perhaps the last two. Both were excellent, by the way, but they're actually live. They were live minting, in the case of the Tuesday event with Cyberdeck, they've just completed their mint. So congratulations to those guys, and the Stone Ducks. That was a lot of fun last night. Really enjoyed that. Those guys are still minting now on Nowhere. Obviously encourage you to have a look or have a listen to the recording from yesterday. But today is all about a brand new project that is set to come to Terra, and we'll certainly finalize a bit more of the detail, you know, once I introduce the team. But I think really to kick things off, the Lunatic Apes came to my attention. We've been chatting on and off for a few weeks, really innovative art style. I'm sure quite a few of you folks have seen some of the sneak previews that are out. And actually, I believe the Discord is now fully live for the burgeoning OG community. And really, I just want to hand over now to the Lunatic Apes themselves, really to do a bit of an intro and give us a bit of a kind of an overview of your plans. And also, I'm particularly interested in the art style because it's certainly innovative and quite different to anything I've seen so far in Terra.
So happy to see you, everyone here. My name is David. I'm the founder of the Lunatic Apes. So we're here to flex. TLA is a combination of exceptional 3D art, engaged community, and flex and earn mechanics. Our first collection of 3,333 apes will be born to flex on Terra this May. And so we'd like to bring something new on Terra space and create a sustainable ecosystem for flexers. So that's how things go.
Do you know what day in May?
Can you repeat, please?
Do you know what day you're going to be minting?
We have an approximate date. We've pre-committed with LuArt, but we can't reveal this date for now. But it's going to be like late May.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. And I should have said Kush Katz was an excellent speaker on yesterday's Stone Ducks space and kindly messaged me in advance. So it's great to have you on the stage to sort of ask the sort of the questions. I'm recognizing quite a lot of faces from yesterday's event as well. So obviously, great to have you here, David. Early stages, 3,333. One of the things that really interested me during the kind of conversations that we've had so far, and I appreciate it's a bit different when it's an early stage of a project. Obviously, not everything is finalized and everything else. But are you able to share a little bit more about probably the background of the project and the team, just to give us a bit of a sense of who you guys are?
So there are three project managers in our team. Three developers and three designers. Like all of us initially come from spheres like IT product management, marketing, consulting, and finance. For the past 3 years, most of us have been working in a crypto investment fund together. And then we decided to found our own solid project.
Fantastic. And in terms of my favorite question, which I pretty much ask on most of the spaces, why Terra particularly? What was it that appealed to you about the Terra community and the blockchain?
We've been researching and investing in NFTs with our crypto funds, it's friends and family, by the way, on different blockchains. And by the day we decided to found our own project, there was like no doubt we should make it on Terra. And there are like several purposes. First of all, like the community here is awesome. And I've never met such a close-knit and enthusiastic community before. So it's very cozy and friendly atmosphere. Second one, I suppose that it's an emerging blockchain with the top two TVL on crypto space. And I hope a part of this will flow to NFTs, and it's already floating, I suppose. And I personally like noticed that a lot of Terra enthusiasts from chains like Ethereum and Solana are diving into or even moving to this space. And as I know, Terra is like more sustainable than Solana as the blockchain, as the system network. And one of the main reasons is Terra's like ideology that aims to make a blockchain a friendly tool to a final customer. So we believe that Terra have a lot of potential among other blockchains, and we'd like to bring an additional value to this space.
Fantastic. And as you can imagine, I heartily agree with your assessment of it being a very friendly community. I think probably something else to add, and then I'll let Kush Katz jump in, is that the Terra blockchain itself is very outward looking. And something that really appeals to me is the fact that there's lots of, you know, bridging opportunities and really trying to link up lots of different blockchains. So I think that the growth potential is not only within Terra, but I think the opportunity is to bring kind of outside and cross-chain opportunities as well, which I find incredibly exciting. Kush Katz, do you want to step in?
Yeah, I was just wondering what in your background like got you, it sounds great, what in your background got you interested in like the NFT space or like the crypto space, or you know, like what made you dive in and when did you start?
Most of us started to dive into NFTs a year ago from Ethereum, then Solana emerged, and after that I think all of our team members were into NFTs, and so we were also running a crypto, and we're still running a crypto investment fund, and we started to invest in the NFTs in different blockchains, and after that we decided to found the Lunatic Apes. We decided that we can do it.
Excellent. And in terms of the idea of the art style, it is a little bit different. I'm intrigued to hear a bit more perhaps around the artist and the ideas, because it's certainly for me, and I welcome other views. And by the way, at this stage, I should say that once again, as in Spaces earlier this week, I've been very kindly given the opportunity to give away some NFT beta whitelist testing spaces for the lovely guys at Loop, who I regularly write articles for. I will be sort of selecting, you know, questions from the audience. But what I would also encourage, and this worked really well both yesterday and the day before, feel free to drop your thoughts onto Twitter, or indeed onto the Lunatic Ape Discord. I appreciate it's quite a new Discord, so many people may not have access as yet. So either way, drop your questions in, or most importantly, press that request button and step up to speak. And that would be really good, you know, to kind of bring that additional value to this first opportunity to really get to know the team behind Lunatic Ape. So with that in mind, I'll hand back to David to hear a little bit more about the art and the art style.
So let's speak about our art. So it's inspired by flex ideology, fashion trends, and popular brands. Our apes look, I suppose, smooth and cool, like real flexers. We just finished with sorting the best pieces after the generation process, by the way. We wanted to create an outstanding 3D art piece that our holders will be proud to own and show off. And I'm sure we did it. You can check the sneak peeks on our Twitter and Discord server.
Excellent. And what I'll do after this is that I'll tweet around some of the images as well. I can see Kush Katz, you wanted to jump in again?
Oh, no, sorry. Was my hand still up?
It was doing the speaker noise on my phone screen. So I wasn't sure if you were about to speak or trying to speak. Yeah, no worries. I'll just offer out to the floor at the moment. Really keen to hear other thoughts from people in the community. I think one of the things that's really struck me in the early stages, I don't know if anyone's seen some of the recent tweets, some people have already started doing their fan art. There was an excellent piece that I saw on the advertisement for the spaces earlier this afternoon. I really like things like that because it shows that kind of genuine community engagement. So I'm going to give a shout out. I don't know. I think they're on the actual spaces tonight. Maybe they're hidden. There's quite a few on here. Marion producing a lunatic ape and far better drawing than I could ever possibly do. I have to say that. So that's great. So in terms of actual questions, obviously, you've talked about the kind of the unique staking opportunities. Obviously, the first collection is 3,333. Do you have any sense at this stage of any secondary collection or additional utilities that you're planning to put around the initial NFT release?
Yeah, of course. Like we already set up our socials, did a successful launch. Now we are focused on growing the strong community. And after that, 3,333 female apes will be dropped, so they can flex together with the male apes. And it will be done right after we enable staking for our holders to earn TLA token. So speaking about additional utilities, after the female launch, there will be a certification. It's an ability to upgrade your apes using TLA token to increase your staking gains. So you take your TLA NFT, TLA token, plus some time, and then get a certified flexer. So that means that you can earn more after you made a certification process. Of course, we're already developing the second version of the roadmap, and we'll complete it together with holders using DAO mechanics.
Excellent. And that was going to be my next question, actually, about the community engagement. I could see, Kush Katz, you had your hand up again. I don't know if it was meant.
Yeah. My question was why 3,333?
I don't know the exact answer on this question. I suppose that it's a pretty ordinary amount for Terra space because of its size, or something like this.
Got it. I was just wondering if there was like a significance or anything.
Yeah, nothing special. We just flex.
Yeah, and I guess from my own experiences, some of the larger collections, some of the early mints did do, you know, the 10,000 collections and were successful at minting. But what we saw really in that kind of early period was after that initial, you know, first mover advantage, if you like, some of the subsequent collections struggled to sell out. And then we saw a kind of reappraisal of the levels. And I think that reflects as well that and I often remind people of this, the Terra NFT space has only really been going for 9-10 months now. That's probably been generous. It's probably less than that. The first major collections launched in the autumn of or the fall, I should say, for some of the audience of 2021, which really isn't long ago. But I think my expectations are that we can see the market growing. We can see artists and interests coming in from other chains. And I think obviously great reveal there about the female apes opportunity, the staking and the, if you like, the ability to flex based on the time that you stake. I think probably the other part for me, and I do like the fact that there's a kind of community lead there. Is there anything else you can tease out about, you know, potential future use cases? You look at, for example, quite a few projects that I speak to talk about, you know, metaverse opportunities, for example. Is that something that you guys have thought about as well?
So let me tell you more about our current roadmap. After the certification, here come little apes, and you'll be able to breed your apes and get a baby NFT to flex with your whole family. And there are also a lot of different opportunities that we're analyzing now. And roadmap 2 is already in development. And we're not planning to create a metaverse, for example, yet. But we are aiming to create a sustainable ecosystem that will grow continuously. And we'll implement some big and cool features to our second version of roadmap.
Excellent, thank you. And once again, I can see Kushkats is keen to step in. And before you do, as I say, I remind everyone in the audience, don't be shy. We don't bite. Any thoughts, ideas, suggestions that you'd love to hear more about from this project? Please do press request, and we'll get you up on the stage.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I heard you talk about like a utility token. What do you plan on doing with that once holders get that?
So at first we will establish the liquidity pool. So you'll be able to purchase our TLA token on DEXs. And as for utilities, the first one is breeding baby apes. So you can take a male ape NFT and a female one, then you add some TLA token and bring to life a baby ape. It's our third collection. Second utility is an ability to upgrade your NFT and receive a higher staking multiplier. It's called certification. And after this process, ape becomes a certified flexer. And one more utility is to mint all future collections with TLA token. And we also plan to add more utilities as our ecosystem grows.
So I think for me, my sort of main observation, which I think is really good, is that you're looking at a multi-stage project. This isn't just about, and there's nothing wrong with this. Some collections do it. They'll do perhaps one mint to bootstrap an opportunity or a single collection focus, whereas you're looking at something that is multifaceted. Something else that we're starting to see come into the space as well, and I don't know if this is something that you're considering for the future as well, is collaborations with other projects, perhaps some crossover activities. Is there anything in your kind of build to launch that you're looking at in terms of collaborations with other existing NFT or indeed other Terra projects?
Yeah, we're really focused on collaborations for now. We're willing to and already collaborating with top tier Terra projects. Also, we plan to make collabs with non-NFT projects, so like DeFi protocols and so on Terra space. And we are willing to make cross-chain collabs too. And today is our first collaboration with the Jungle DAO. It's a 2-NFT giveaway. So Jungle DAO is a DAO of Jungle Cats from Solana. So it's our first cross-chain collaboration. So multiple collaborations will occur to help for the project and Terra space grow. And we think that Terra has a lot of potential and all projects have to unite to bring an NFT space on another level.
Excellent. I've just dipped into the Discord. There's a lot of excitement on there about how do people get their OG roles and things like that. I don't know if you have sort of an instant answer to that, but there seems to be quite a battle to be early, I think is the kind way to put it.
So whitelist will be given to the most active flexors for sure. And this means members who will be active on Discord and invite many friends will get a whitelist. Also, there are special raffles on our Discord, so join it to participate. There is a close knit and friendly atmosphere in our Discord. So I suppose it's important to mention now that whitelist is equal to OG role.
Excellent. And yes, certainly I can see a lot of activity around that, which is great. In terms of there's a few questions which I think we've already covered really in terms of the art style. I think that's certainly one we've explored. But I think, yeah, there's a genuine excitement around it. And obviously you've teased out some of the collaboration plans as well, which is great to hear. And we know that it's going to be LuArt, but we don't know exactly when. So we know it's coming in the next few weeks. Anything else you'd like to share, really, in terms of kind of, you know, a little bit of alpha for the community whilst you've got us on this space?
So I suppose I'd like you to tell you about our main goal. So it's to grow a sustainable ecosystem for like-minded flexors, and we aim to create a close-knit community that will flex and earn together, and we have big plans on making TLA a top-tier project. So all the alpha is on our Discord, so feel free to join. We'll be happy to see you there.
Excellent. And I'm already seeing some responses to people listening. For anyone on the Discord, I'm actually MOT on there. That's my username. That's great. I think the clamor for OGs is only going to increase, I think, as a result of what you've revealed. So Kushcats, yeah, over to you again.
Do you plan on, I know a lot of projects, like we were talking about this yesterday, but do a lot of projects plan on giving back in different ways? Do you have any ways that you're like planning on like giving back, or because I know that's like very big for communities now?
Yes, of course. It's like in our core mechanics, flex and earn. So when you stake TLA NFT, you earn daily, you earn TLA tokens that has different utilities, and there will be a liquidity pool, so you'll be able to trade it. So that is what we give in return. And also there will be different contests in our Discord and different raffles.
Got it. Thank you.
Excellent, thank you. I could see, and I know we had this problem last night as well, Domo19 has tried to step up to speak, and I'm wondering if you're having the issue that you had before, if you've dropped back to listen, but please do try again. I seem to recall, I think, were you driving or something yesterday, and there was an issue with the connections. And obviously, same for anyone else who wants to step up and ask questions. There are questions around, will there be benefits for Luart's top 100 is a question in the Discord.
You mean early ones?
Yes, I think so. Or they may be referring to the... Oh, there's a Luart. Yes, of course. Luart has a top 100 leaderboard for the most active people effectively trading NFTs on the Luart market site. Is there going to be any kind of special benefit, someone's asking on here, for those holding the top 100 places, which would mean there are several thousand places higher than I am. But no, in all seriousness, that's the question there. I guess you may or may not have the answer to that on this call, but I'll pose it to you anyway. So I'm posing the question.
So the question is about the most active or the early or with a lot of trades on Luart. Can you please?
It's the question is around the trades on Luart. So yeah, the Luart's top 100 active accounts on the Luart site. The question there is, if someone is in that top 100, would they be able to qualify for your whitelist for this project?
I can't tell you an answer on this question because I haven't thought about it yet. But I suppose we can discuss it with the team and figure it out. So feel free to DM me this thing and we will speak about it. And if we decide yes, then we will announce it.
Excellent. I'll reply to the questioner and let them know. That hopefully they're on the call as well. In fact, I can see them typing now. So thank you for that. So Domo 1984, you're with us. The floor is yours.
That's our boy.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, guys? Happy Thursday.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm at work, so I'm really multitasking right now. But I just wanted to ask you guys a question, kind of pick your brain. It's a little off topic, but what is your guys' opinion on the future of Polygon-led projects? Because I've been talking with a lot of friends and we all got a lot of different opinions, but I'm curious to see your guys' opinion. Like, where do you see Polygon-led projects going in the future?
Wow, that's a curveball. Given my name gives you a massive clue that I'm very, very centered on Terra. I really don't know. It's not a chain that I have a massive exposure or interest in. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. It's just my center of the universe is more Terra focused. So I couldn't really give you a great kind of view on where that particular chain is going. Whether there's anyone in the audience wants to press request and give a view, that's fine. Obviously, we'll kind of take it across to obviously firstly David, and then I don't know if Kush Katz has got any views, but yeah, that's probably not very helpful, Domo, but I'm afraid it's not.
Well, yeah, it's
not,
just, and the only reason I was asking is I have a friend who is buying into the Snoop Dogg project, and he's bought like 30 of them.
And, oh, right. Okay.
We were just talking about Polygon, and he's like, dude, it's going up. I don't know.
Yeah.
How did I pick your guys' brain?
No, that's absolutely fine. No, I love those sorts of challenges. But unfortunately, on this occasion for me, there's not a lot I can offer. It's not a chain that I've really dabbled in. Anyone else wish to sort of make a comment? I mean, obviously, Lunatic Apes, you're looking at cross-chain opportunities. Is Polygon one of the chains that you've looked at as well or considered before kind of choosing Luna, for example?
I can say that we invest in Polygon with our funds, but to be honest, haven't dived in this space, the NFTs. So I don't think I got opinion on it. But EVM chains are cool.
Excellent. And hopefully that helps you, Domo. Any questions around the Lunatic Apes? This is a project that's coming to Terra, launching ideally sort of later in May on Luart with a collection of 3,333 apes for the first collection, There'll be a second collection of female apes, and then the opportunity to stake. There'll be breeding. And also, it's really the start of a sustained community-driven project, of which this is the first mint, to give you a kind of very quick summary of the discussion we've had so far. So I don't know if that's something of interest whilst we've got you on the stage.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, and it was really nice to meet you guys.
Thank you. And I'm just looking through the questions here. I can see lots of questions. A lot of people very excited about the TLA token. There's a comment there around Polygon. Yeah, someone's actually asked about, will there be future potentials for a Polygon mint, perhaps?
I can't reveal it yet about our cross-chain opportunities.
That's absolutely fine, and obviously, as I always preface in these spaces, I'll try and tease the alpha, but I won't push too hard, because I know that certain things have to remain under wraps until either confirmed or the opportunities are there. So I'm just scanning through, not seeing people still asking about when is the mint going to happen. Well, it's not confirmed yet, but it will be on Luart. Domo, you have a question.
I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys, man, and this is what it's all about. Just super grateful to be in this space with you guys, and I love all of the communities. God damn it. Oh, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got you. But yeah, I just wanted to say I do appreciate you guys, man, and the fact that we can come in here, ask questions, and just talk amongst each other, this is what it's all about. Shout out to everybody, and I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, and that's what these spaces are all about. It's really a friendly, collaborative, and informative discussion, and really great to see a familiar. Exciting in its own way with your next mint coming up as well. But the Wrecked Wolves have stepped forward to speak. The floor is yours as well.
Hey, thanks. Thank you. And agree with Domo. Thank you for organizing these spaces. They're always super interesting. Guess I had a few questions for Lunatic Apes. A lot of really interesting concepts in the project. So if I can, ask a little bit more alpha or clarification on some of the concepts. So one was these female apes. So from my understanding, y'all are going to have like a second mint of 3,333 female apes. And are these like fully randomized? Are these free for, holders of a male lunatic ape? Would you have any more details you could share with us, actually?
You're asking about Lady Apes. Can you please one more time say it?
Yeah, the Lady question? Apes. So the question is, who gets the Lady Apes? Is it like a new mint, so you have to pay a fee to get them? Or are these airdropped? Or, it's a randomized mint for free? So how do people get them?
So it's another mint, completely separate. And most active flexors can get these female apes for free. But we will reveal soon the information about this process and how it is distributed accurately. Because we want to deliver all the info gradually.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think you said that the token, the TLA token, will be used to upgrade, your male apes or for breeding. Will the TLA token be also used to mint the lady or female apes?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's cool. So you'll have multiple utilities for that token. You'll have, I guess, like an immediate utility for it.
Yeah, that's right. And we're already thinking about further utilities to implement them as the project grows.
Very nice. And, you know, for flexing, probably familiar with the project, Lazy Lions. I don't know if you remember that one from Ethereum.
yeah, I know them.
So it was, you know, not the same concept, but I'm wondering if this flex mechanic is kind of similar to that, where you show off your PFPs on Twitter, or, you know, you reply on to comments on Twitter, or basically you shill your project, which is great for the exposure and marketing of it, and then you get more token. Could you like speak a bit more about how you can flex more or earn more token? What are the mechanics behind that?
So flex and turn is the mechanics when you earn a TLA token by flexing your NFT. So flex is when you spread the word about TLA in different variants by tweeting, writing articles, showing off your NFT, and doing other activities to increase the audience of the project. Also, if you make a successful collaboration for us, it will also be counted by as flex. So there are like multiple ways to flex, and all of it will be tracked manually by the team in our Discord. And in future, we're planning to implement an automatization system for these processes for flex traction.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool. I think that's going to be a fun mechanic, and we'll likely see a lot of lunatic apes as PFPs during spaces or you know, throughout Discord. So very interesting mechanic. I think, as you say, tracking it manually may be a bit cumbersome, but eventually it seems that y'all are going to come up with some sort of automated system to track all these flexes. So can I also, sorry, Super Terror, do you have questions? I'm kind of...
This is fantastic. This is why I love these spaces. So whilst I host them, I definitely, the last thing I ever want to do is hog them. So no, please keep going. I'm really enjoying your sort of exposing the very interesting mechanisms. So yeah, please, yeah, the floor is yours.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, and sorry for all the questions. I guess I just think the project is super interesting, and you know, I guess we'll learn more about the tokenomics in the future, but I think it's a cool concept. I'm wondering, you know, if y'all are planning or what are the thoughts around in real life exposure, right? Or branding potential. So obviously those include, but are not limited to merch and real world events. Are y'all planning something like that in the future? Is that part of the roadmap?
So there are a lot of opportunities in bringing like our brand and even NFTs to the real life sector, and so we're already thinking about it. So as I already said, the second version of the roadmap is already being developed, and we will complete it together with our holders using DAO mechanics, so you'll be able to affect on what it will include. And of course, we're going to expose our brand and make it popular, as popular as it possible. So we're thinking about merch and other in real life things.
Yeah, that's very cool. I'm excited. You know, I guess when we learn more, as information is going to be gradually released, I think there's a lot of potential here. And as far as I know, on Terra, currently we don't have a project with a token. We only we have Space Loot, right? And then Lootopians that was minted with the Space Dollar. But you know, nothing of this type on Terra was released, as far as I know, right? Maybe I'm mistaken.
I'm certainly not aware of anything to date. There was, I think, the Kingsman DAO has the King's token, but at this stage, the utility case for that isn't clear. I'm sure that they're planning something. So there's a number of projects kind of mentioned they were going to launch with a token, but this one I think is very front and center. And I love the fact that already the token has multiple utilities around it. I thought that was an excellent question. You did steal my merch question, but that's great. I had that one right for the right for the end. But no, it's great. I mean, the idea behind all of this is obviously to have a nice interactive discussion. So I've got someone else is looking to step forward. So I will bring them up to the floor. And any more questions from your good self, Rec Wolf, or are you happy to...
I'm happy to listen to other people talk.
Cool. Well, I don't know where our speaker's just gone. I've had this actually on a few spaces where I accept them, they come up to the floor and they either get stage fright or their phone rugs them. But either way, if I didn't catch the name, if the person I just quickly accepted is still on the space, please feel free to step forward. But if not, obviously, I'm going through the Discord. I think the main theme on the Discord, there's a lot of furious typing and lots of interaction. Deep, Jaden, and I think there's a great name. I love this one. Don't judge me. That's very clear. But on a serious note, it's a very lively and active Discord. I think there's a lot of excitement around securing those whitelist spaces, which is great. And I think actually what we've talked about on here has revealed some of the power and the utility of that. And I do agree with you, Rect Wolf, that I think we'll see a lot of PFPs for the Lunatic Apes appearing. And that's one of the things I love about the evolution of NFTs in Terra. You just see so many different PFPs appearing as time goes on and the space expands. So I feel like I'm not filling dead air because there's plenty of people on the stage, but I was hoping to give people time to ask more questions and ones that can be answered. So let's there's lots of, I think, yeah, summary is there's lots of talk around how to get an OG, which I think we've already covered on here. Any more questions from the panel, or indeed does anyone else want to be brave and step forward?
Hey, I do have one more question for you guys. So who all is involved with this project? And I apologize if you've already stated that, because I'm at work, so I've kind of got a lot of things going on. But can you tell me a little bit about all of you that are involved with this particular project?
Yeah, of course. So our project is called The Lunatic Apes, and it's an interconnected combination of exceptional 3D art, engaged community, and flex and turn mechanics. So flex and turn is when you earn our internal token, TLA, by flexing your NFTs. So flexing means spreading the word about TLA in different socials, attracting friends, tweeting, writing articles, arranging collaborations, and whatever that makes the project grow. So here it is. TLA, flex and turn.
Nice. Thank you for that. Thank you. And I'll definitely be chiming in these spaces and just watching the journey, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Domo. So if there aren't any more questions coming through, other than how to get OG, which I think we've established how that can work, then happy to give kind of closing thoughts, really. And for me, importantly, as this is the early stages of a project launch, quite rightly, let's do something again in a couple of weeks' time as we're nearer to the mint. And I'm sure that more things will have been exposed. I think something that people joining late may not have heard, but there's lots of plans from the project to be collaborating with not only blue chip NFT projects within and potentially beyond Terra, but also some of the protocols and so on as well. So that's really, really good and refreshing to hear. So I personally look forward to seeing how everything unfolds over the next few weeks. And David, if you're willing, we'll get you back for a follow-up as we get nearer to the mint.
Yeah, of course. Why not? Thank you for these awesome spaces. I'm really happy to see you guys. Rekwolf, Kush, Domo, Supertero, thank you guys. So we've got a lot to go. Stay tuned to our Discord and Twitter, The Lunatic Apes.
Excellent. And I'll tweet out some links after this as well. So I can see one more person stepping up. Let's have a look. Okay, that's 1 second. Okay, so last potential speaker. No, they've gone. Oh no, they're there. Cotlet, there you go. You're not sporting a PFP, but you are on the stage.
Hi, I have a question. Are you planning staking of your staking others or a kind of airdrops or not?
Can you tell it one more time, please?
Are you planning staking your NFTs for holders or any airdrops or something like that?
Yeah, of course. So we're planning to enable staking for our holders to earn TLA token that will have several utilities and will be available on DEXs, so it will for sure have a value. Also, there are some events and contests on our Discord that will go on before the mint and after the mint. So we will grant our holders with different benefits.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent. Thanks, Kotlet. Appreciate you stepping up. Any more questions or thoughts from the panel, or indeed anyone want to request a last question? Oh, we've got something actually on here. So Don't Judge Me is asking, can we put APT as collateral and borrow UST in the future?
What is APT?
I was wondering that myself. I wonder if it's referring to, is it the Lunatic Apes token, I'm assuming? So that they're just typing now. So we'll get a clarification, I think. But I would guess it's suggesting I'm about to find out. This is the challenge of using multiple devices and multiple channels for input, but hopefully they're going to come back in a second.
So we're planning to expand grow our token ecosystem. So I suppose when the market cap will be will fit the requirements, we can enable it.
They've just clarified it was a slight typo, so that's no problem at all. Thank you. So it's actually can the Lunatic Ape NFT be put up as collateral to borrow UST in the future? I think it's the idea of effectively NFTs, yeah, unlocking the illiquid capital that would be in an NFT to then borrow UST against it. I don't know if that's part of a future plan.
We are already researching this point, but there are no certain commitments on this, but we're thinking about implementing it.
Excellent, thank you, and thank you to Don't Judge Me for that last question. I'm happy that I think we've already sort of suggested we'll come back and have another session in a couple of weeks' time, and obviously in the meantime, I'm sure I certainly will be following the project closely and will be involved in the Discord. So, looking forward to the build up towards your mint, and as always, wish you every success. I think the art looks really good. The roadmap is really well thought out, and I think you're bringing something new and fresh. And then that's something I really enjoy about a lot of the new projects that are coming out on Terra. And I particularly love the focus on, you know, future cross-chain opportunities and multi-stage and multi-utility to both the NFT program and also the supporting token. So I think alongside Reckwolf, I think I'll be watching this one very closely. So thanks everyone for joining again. A reminder, my Spaces Marathon, my voice is just about holding up. My Spaces Marathon has the final part tomorrow, slightly earlier. It's going to be 5 p.m. UTC for a second Spaces with the Space Trip team. I had a really interesting environmental discussion last Friday for Earth Day, where a variety of projects came along to share their thoughts about how NFT projects can really support really good, positive environmental causes, whether it's, you know, ocean cleanup for plastics, whether it's planting of trees, protecting heritage species, or ecology under threat. So that will be quite an interesting, probably a fairly informal spaces, but importantly, obviously, for SpaceTrip, they are approaching their launch to plant trees in, I think the plan is, up to 5 different countries. That's the ambition of that project, all through the raises that they have from the NFT project. So that's tomorrow. And then I will be back with more spaces next week. Sort of a little plug. I have a weekly spaces with Simon Chadwick every, it's Monday evening for me. It's actually very early Tuesday morning for Simon. And we always have a differing topic every single week, normally around NFTs of late. We've done some really interesting deep dives, lots of really good projects and guests on. And I always say this in those spaces, if anyone has any ideas for topics that they'd like us to pursue, ping me a DM. And if you want to speak, you know, if you want to do a specific deep dive into your area or project, as indeed a lot of these spaces that I'm doing this week come from, it's all about those discussions. So. So please join me tomorrow if you're interested in how NFTs can help the environment. Otherwise, have a wonderful weekend, and I'm sure we'll all cross paths again soon. Thanks again. I'm going to give the last word to David for his mint, and if anyone else from the panel wants to say anything briefly before then, and then we'll look to close.
So at first, I'd like to say that I really love your work. You're doing a great job, and I really appreciate being here today. We're really excited about TerraSpace and its community, and we have big plans to make TLA a blue chip project. So stay tuned. Thank you for this awesome conversation.
Thank you. No, it's an absolute pleasure. We do actually have a very, very late person stepping up. So if you're willing, we'll let them up to speak. So Jujok, sporting a very nice galactic punk, I have to say.
Yo, hello. How's it going, everybody? So I just wanted to pop in and say the Lunatic Apes have hit me up in the very beginning of their creation, and ever since they've hit me up, I've been working with David, and I've been seeing the Lunatic Apes growth, and they've been showing me a really good quality with their teamwork and their output of their content. And their community has a lot of hype, so I'm very excited to see what this project will bring, and I'm also excited to be a part of it. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. That's a great late contribution. Thank you, Jujok. That's brilliant. I think that's a fantastic way to end this spaces, I think, and look forward to a follow-up pretty soon. So thanks everyone who's either submitted questions on the Discord, via Twitter DMs or the Twitter threads, and obviously on this spaces as well. And stay well, and look forward to speaking again soon.
Thanks, dude. And just a quick reminder to everyone, we got a bunch of giveaways going on, so feel free to follow us and hit those up.
Cool. Actually, that's a really good reminder. I will be giving out some whitelists. I've already got a few names in mind, and all brilliant. So please, if you're not picked, it doesn't mean that I didn't love your contribution. I've only got a couple to give away, but I will be in touch with the winners, and look forward to doing some more in the future when people are happy to give me things to give away. I've always loved giving things away. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you, Kushcats, particularly for being a wonderful impromptu co-host. Really enjoyed that. And thank you again to everyone. So stay well. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Super Terra Meets the Lunatic Apes, recorded on Thursday, April 28th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Itchy and grimy, staying alive when the virus took over and showed us how to die. First it started out with a little coffin fit. Next thing you know, getting fitted for a coffin shit. Break out the Sunday best, breaking runaway sweats. Like a funhouse mirror, making fun of these pets. Are we done yet? Just 5 more minutes. Make the decision to pull the plug and let's get dinner. Winter spinning dizzy round a thinning circle. Hair trigger slipping, so much for keeping it surgical. Disintegrate that micro, finger on the Lysol. Kicking doors in but never find the right stall. The bark is worse than the bite, y'all dishonest. Liars lying about how big their lion is. Cage rattled, I gotta keep the flow hypnotic. So I stole this tiger's shirt from Joe Exotic. tiger should be here tomorrow. Meow. Gift baskins from a secret admirer, acting like you ain't the one to get fed to the tiger. One false move, one little slip up, get your guts ripped up. Drunk off the stigma, funky with my pimp cup. The dude abides, missing a couple teeth, but that's by design. Friendly reminders to make better decisions, keeping that distance, preventing collisions. The business end of this beast is all teeth, all weak. We'll call you, so don't ever call me. Wrapped up in the lines, feeling kinda sorry. Switching it up from alarm to alarming. Whether or not it's balmy, laying by the palm trees. My favorite time, kicking it with the fall breeze. Living like the king of this redneck ghetto. Waiting for the day I get my Netflix special.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you hear it on the news, I'm gonna tell you myself. About an hour ago, we had an incident where one of the employees stuck their arm through the cage and a tiger tore her arm off. I can give you your money back, or I can give you a rain check. Why don't you come back at another day?
What do you want me and Paul to do right now?
Do chores.
Chores.
Be safe.
Okay, back to it.
Do not stick your hands in any cages.
All right.
Channel Spaces.